Well, it's a collection of 20 large-scale pieces by 12 different first and second generation sculptors from Zimbabwe. The collection was acquired in 1999. It was first opened to the public in 2001. It's a permanent installation. It's located in the airport's pedestrian corridor down in the area of the airport where the people mover train takes people from the security checkpoint out to the new international terminal. And so passengers have the option of taking the train or walking between the different concourses. And it's the first project of five that, were intended to be implemented for this space as a part of an arts master plan.
Are there any notable sculptors at with some pieces at that airport?
Oh, definitely. Like I mentioned, there are 12 different artists. We've got Nicholas Mukamaranwa, Gladman Zinyeka. There's Agnes Nyanhongo, Gideon Nyanhongo. We felt when we wanted to do the project, we felt that the sculpture movement there in Zimbabwe was one of the most important contemporary art movements, not just in Africa, but in the world. And so we thought the work, because of its subject matter being so universal, the themes of family, connectedness to the environment, spirituality, we felt that would resonate with all the diverse passengers the millions of passengers that pass through Hartsfield-Jackson every year. And as you know, the airport we are the world's busiest airport. So the work is seen by millions of passengers every year.
So now tell us a bit about the themes that are being displayed there.
Well, I mean, like I mentioned, there's definitely a lot of themes related to connectedness to family, like Agnes Nyanhongo's piece, Welcome Baby, showing a mother embracing a child. There's pieces by Joe Mutasa that's entitled Protected Family that shows a family unit that's being embraced by this kind of almost like the hand of God that's protecting the family. So there's themes of family. There's kind of themes of spirituality, like in Gladman's piece that it's called It One with Nature. It has a figure that's literally embracing an eagle. And we always, when we do school tours, we always, talk to the students about, what it being such a beautiful metaphor for, why we need to live in harmony with the creatures we share this planet with. And then there's themes of spirituality. Sylvester Mubai has a beautiful piece that along the themes of kind of protecting the family that has this kind of spirit being that's protecting these children. And so they're all universal, in our opinions, universal themes that no matter what your background, you can connect to. And that's in addition to just how amazingly skillful the artists are at carving the stone.
Is there any way that you are measuring the popularity of those sculptures? Do you know how popular they are?
Yes. I mean, the metrics we use primarily for measuring popularity, the airport has on its website, passengers can go and they can submit comments and feedback back to the Department of Aviation. At one point, there were actually physical comment cards located throughout the airport. And so I would say probably the majority of comments that we received on the art program were related to the collection of stone sculpture we have from Zimbabwe. And so overwhelmingly, the comments were incredibly positive. And so you had stories of, I recall one of a woman who had a delay in her flight, and she was heading home because she had a death in the family, and she had come across, the collection of sculpture, and she talked about how it had kind of bolstered her sense of spirituality in this very difficult time. And so, we've probably since 2001, there are brochures that are takeaways located at the site. and we've just reprinted them for the fifth time. And so over the course, we've distributed at least 100,000 brochures to passengers, you know, since 2001.
Are there any benefits accruing to these sculptors?
That's tough to say. I mean, we haven't had too much contact. One of the artists in the collection has since, you know, moved here to the States, and so we've been in communication with him. A lot of our contact information with a number of the other artists is antiquated, and unfortunately, a number of the artists in our collection have since passed. But you know, we had actually this past week, we had a group of Mandela Washington fellows, and there were three representatives from Zimbabwe. And so they all talked to me because we toured them through the collection of sculpture. And so they all talked about, you know, having heard of the collection, you know, the kind of the ripple effects of benefiting the sculptors in Zimbabwe.
That's very wonderful. Maybe my last question is, what else do you think in the near future we're going to get from Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that we hear frequently is, you know, a lot of requests from other countries to do something similar to what we did with the stone sculpture. And it's, you know, while we have rotating exhibition spaces where we partner with, you know, we can partner with embassies, with galleries, museums, artists to bring in exhibits on a rotating basis. Something of this magnitude will probably not happen in the same kind of context again here at the airport. There were unique circumstances for this particular piece, and so you know, it's hopefully going to be a lasting testament to these amazing sculptors from Zimbabwe, you know, for forever, as long as the airport remains the same. And so one of the other features of the installation is we've got traditional mbira music that plays from a couple kind of masters, mbira players from Zimbabwe. So it gives a wonderful atmosphere to the overall collection. And then we purchased the rights from a photographer to show the landscape, the people, the wildlife from Zimbabwe, so that passengers, as they're walking through the space, it's an overall experience that connects them through to the beautiful land of Zimbabwe.